US President Donald Trump has again faced criticism for the use of heightened rhetoric in handling the Iranian conflict. In the hours leading up to the current ceasefire, President Trump warned a civilization will die if a deal wasn't reached. Shadow Defence Minister James Patterson told the ABC this morning he couldn't imagine himself or any Australian Prime Minister using the language of President Trump. But Senator Patterson says it has ultimately succeeded in securing a ceasefire.
Speaking about it analytically and dispassionately, it's clear that the US president has been threatening to escalate in order to de-escalate, and it may be the reason that there is a ceasefire agreement, although a very shaky one.
This justification has been dismissed by the largest Muslim civil liberties organisation in the United States.
Like, that's a good justification. No, absolutely not. This only escalates.
That's Hussam Alouche, the CEO of the Council of American Islamic Relations in California. The wire spoke with Mr. Alouche this morning, just 24 hours after the ceasefire began in Iran. So how have US citizens reacted to President Trump's threats?
American Muslims, like all people in America, are affected by the war itself. One is to see our country being dragged into an illegal, unconstitutional war. Obviously impacts us because it impacts our safety. We have our young men and women being sent to die for a war that is illegal, immoral. Also, it has an impact on our security, our credibility. It is not safe or as safe for Americans to travel around the world today. And if we do, we claim to be Canadian usually. And to see our tax money being wasted at a time when there's a recession, to see our tax money being spent, we're talking about $2 billion a day, wasted on killing innocent people at a time when our own government tells us we don't have enough money to help students go to college or elderly get adequate medical care or get homeless people the support they need to be off the street and back to a dignified housing. So it's, you know, for us as Americans, we're impacted by that. But also as Muslims, as American Muslims, because anytime there's a war, there must be a demonization and dehumanization of the other. And in this case, Iranians, Lebanese, Palestinians are demonized, and therefore Muslims are demonized. And then now we have to be on the receiving end of all the dehumanization of Muslims in America. So just last night, you know, I got calls from two local mosques in Los Angeles area where I'm based, letting me know they received death threats at their mosque. And this is only LA, Los Angeles. So you could imagine around the country. So safety becomes an issue. You know, bullying, harassment goes on the rise. We hear politicians talk about Islam and Muslims not belonging in America, the threat of Muslims, because these are the same politicians who are pushing for war. And they want to make sure that the average person in America agrees with them that the target of the war, you know, are subhumans, as President Trump called them, animals. That's how it works. And lastly, we're impacted because many immigrant Muslims have links and connections there. You know, I'm originally, my parents, my family's origin from Syria and Lebanon. Both countries are bombarded by Israelis almost on a daily basis. Actually, I woke up this morning to the news of videos from the neighborhood where my parents live, where my brothers live, where my aunts and cousins live, where there was major destruction, where in the span of 10 minutes, Israel conducted 100 strikes, killing and wounding hundreds of people, and dozens are still missing under rubble. To watch the videos that was sent by my brother of the neighborhood where I grew up as a child, where I played with neighborhood kids, to watch the building where right next to where my parents live be destroyed. Many of us here in America who might be immigrant Muslims have links. You know, I can only imagine Iranians and Palestinians from Gaza, how they have felt every day for the last 2.5 years.
So for that to be the kind of constant feeling in the recent years of conflict coming out of the Middle East, obviously this isn't the first time that we've seen wars being waged in that region. What makes it different this time around? How does it feel hearing some of the rhetoric from Donald Trump in the last few days?
Yeah, and you said it correctly. This is not the first time, not the first decade we've been at war as a country in that region. What is different this year or this time around is that we have two unhinged madmen in Israel and in the US pushing and dragging the rest of the world into their vision of superiority and supremacy, unhinged with their racism, disregard to human life, and use of violence. You have a president who threatened one of the oldest civilizations in the world, you know, the Persian civilization, to threaten Iranians to send back to the Stone Age or to destroy their civilization. These are not the words of a normal person. This is not a well person. And well people, you know, people who are unwell certainly should not be leading the world, should not be leading the largest and most powerful country in the world. And with this reckless behavior, you know, one, he's inviting our military to commit war crimes and not only putting us at threat and at risk, but also putting the rest of the world at risk because we don't know what happens next. And fortunately, there's a ceasefire. Who knows how long it's going to last? But fortunately, most of our country's allies have rejected, have opposed this war and refused to be part of it. You know, NATO allies, you know, Canada, the UK, France, Spain, and others have all said we're not going to be part of this war. And even Arab countries that distrust Iran and might not like the Iranian government said we're not going to be pulled into it. For us, I can tell you, you know, when I speak to fellow Americans of all backgrounds, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, and even atheist, there is a common agreement and conclusion among us that this is not an American war. There are no interests for America in this war. This is purely an Israeli war. And we are being dragged by our president, for whatever reasons he might be, solely to serve the interest of Israel and its very genocidal and expansionist project in that region. And that is not fair. It is not fair to Israelis because they're being isolated more and more in that region. You know, that's not a good way to move in into a neighborhood, to be fighting with that neighborhood for the last 70, 80 years, but also certainly not good for Palestinians, for Syrians, for Lebanese, for Yemenis, for Qataris, for Iranians. And if Israel wants to continue with these actions, it shouldn't be at the expense of the U.S. We shouldn't be funding it. We shouldn't be sending weapons, and certainly we shouldn't be waging wars to support Israel and its wars.
That was Hussam Alush, the CEO of the Council of American Islamic Relations in California. And you can catch the full interview in tomorrow's edition of the From Pillar to Post podcast.